broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
It's kind of a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Sometimes you get nervous if they get, like...
I have never really been too active in terms of being any kind of activist.
Hola, Jay.
Where are you?
I have money in the carpool, and we're going to the dropout.
You know, I have not decided what I'm going to do in 2012. I don't think...
I am gay. I am a clown.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And every night we take you through that looking glass on into the great beyond, man. Through the looking glass to the places where other talk shows can't go. They can't. They ain't got the talent. They ain't got the time. They don't have the inclination. They don't get it the way we do. 877-876-PHIL is our number. 877-876-PHIL. And over on the international, worldwide, global, intergalactic web, that's where we are too, World Wide Web at philhendryshow.com. Live streaming video of the show right now, live streaming audio, a download every day after the show, as well as our podcast, as well as our Classic Phil podcast, as well as our news feed, as well as our uncensored rants, and now coming next week, our uncensored video rants. And we're actually ramping up the whole video effort of our website, because that's where it's at now. Not only that, but mobile is bigger than ever, and you can watch our live streaming video tonight on your Android as well as on your Evo. 877-876-PHIL. I'm just waiting to print this story out. We're going to have Doug Danger on the line talking with us about Hawaii 5-0, a little bit about the passing of James MacArthur, but about this television program that was a phenom, and it wasn't really on the air all that long, but it was a show that people watched quite a bit, and they also watched it and made it a part of our culture in terms of the, you know, Bookum Dano stuff and other things like that. Let me get over here. I've got on the line with me from Orange County, Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. Doug has written a book, as a matter of fact. And it's called The Roots of Race in Hollywood, 1960 through 1970. How many volumes, Doug?
Well, Phil, this is the third volume because The Roots of Race and Racial Problems in Hollywood go way back. And the 1960s are seen as a time when race began to loosen up a little bit, but that wasn't the case. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I thought it was a very good project for myself to take on because I have been subjected to discrimination, very aggressive and violent discrimination in my life, as well as have other gays. And so I felt that this book, Roots of Race, would be a good book to write. It's interesting that our book is due for release in November, early first week in November, and James MacArthur has passed on, and we're talking about Hawaii 5-0.
Hawaii 5-0 plays a big part in your book, doesn't it?
It does. Both versions of this TV show, the first, which was out in 1968, and lasted until sometime around 1980, and the other version, the more current version, that stars, among others, Scott Conn, and that is the one that's on the air right now.
And that's also CBS.
That is also CBS, and it's also a hit. And
do you, when you say a hit, is it because of the tropical locale? I remember Magnum P.I.
Yeah, that's part of it. There's two things you can't resist with Hawaii 5-0, and that is the action of a police drama that you then couple with the spectacular location. And I think you need that no matter what you do with police drama. We've had it with New York, and we've had it with Los Angeles, and when you see the great police dramas from New York or Los Angeles, you've got the beautiful cities of New York and Los Angeles. Miami, same thing. San Francisco, same thing. Well, with Hawaii, you've got not only a urban look, but you have the tropical, wild, adventurous look of Hawaii. And it is unfortunate that the racism of this TV show, fully supported by the people that viewed it, will keep it, I think, out of the television Hall of Fame.
Now I want to ask you about the racism of Hawaii 5-0 that you say is very active and still exists.
Absolutely.
But I want to give a little bit of a taste to people who may not know the show as well as some of us. If you are watching Hawaii 5-0 these days, you know of the television program with, as we mentioned, Scott Conn. Here is James MacArthur, who just died, as a matter of fact, and it's, of course, the big, famous...
Hey, I've never seen it before.
Bookum.
I just run this place a week ago.
Bookum.
Oh, you guys must have planned this. You're trying to frame me.
Bookum!
looking for receiving, pushing, and possession. And if we get lucky, maybe murder.
Who faked on me?
Harry, in your lousy business, your best friends are your worst enemies, and we found a friend. Chin, get this down to the lab for analysis. Let's go.
Now, that was not James MacArthur, was it?
No, that was not. That was Jack Lord, but Bookum was what he would say to his sidekick, played by James MacArthur, who was Dano Williams. In that particular scene, he found a joint, he found some weed, marijuana on a perpetrator, and you hear Jack Lord, Bookum, and that was the classic, I guess, part of that television program. But that's also at the roots of what we're talking about here, the terrible tragedy that is Hawaii Five-0, and that was spread for over a decade and now looks to be repeated, although not quite as brazenly.
All right, let's get to this racism that you're talking about, because I'm not saying I'm the most educated guy when it comes to the particulars of race. I will say that I'm familiar that for many, many, many years, Asian actors in Hollywood have complained that there were not enough roles.
Well, here's a TV show, Phil. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so this is something that I know intimately well, and that is being told, it doesn't make any, what are you, gay, so what? When I say to someone that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, yes, I want that to matter more than if a guy says, well, I'm straight. Because as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I have far more experience in writing about minorities being discriminated against and stepped on and, you know, all of that. So, yeah, I'll tell them I'm gay. Now, in Hawaii Five-0, Phil, you have some actors there. Cam Fong played Chin Ho. Another actor, Herman Wiedemeyer, who was a Asian actor, and a few others. And they were Chinese, and the characters they played were Chinese. And there was no effort made by the producers of this film, of this TV show, no effort made by the audience to even hide how funny they thought that was.
And now, why was the fact that these were Chinese actors playing, or Chinese American actors? I don't know which.
I think all of them were Chinese American. I think that Cam Fong might have been a Chinese and then Chinese American, something like that. But there was no effort, Phil, made by the audience or by the producers to hide the fact they knew full well that these were Chinese actors. They're playing Chinese characters, and Japan is not represented at all. Now, the Japanese lived on the Hawaiian Islands, as did Polynesians, but you don't see any Japanese, even by name. And this insult went on for over 12 years.
And was it because of the fact that the Japanese, we had just been at war?
I don't know what it was, but it was something that, Even if the producers thought it was amusing.
And do you really think the producers thought it was amusing?
Well, you have to at some point admit that you think it's funny when you've got a Chinese actor with the name Cam Fong, and he's Chin Ho, and Ching, you know, you can almost make a joke out of the Chinese way they're going with it. It's all Chin this and Ching Chang and all of these Chinese names. Not one Japanese name and not one Japanese actor. Now, you can say, well, the producers are stupid or they're racist, but how does the audience, and this is what makes my book, I think, unique, in that we talk about the audience, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right, Phil?
Yeah, right.
Okay, and the reason why I'm telling you that is because that isn't going to get by me. As a gay man and a gay journalist, I won't let that get by me. Nobody gets anything past Doug Danger as a gay man, as a gay journalist, and that's why in my book I do something that no other book about Hawaii Five-0 has ever done. I tell the truth on the audience. The audience was complicit in this racist presentation for 12 years, and they're doing it again with Hawaii Five-0 right now.
All right, now what's going on with Hawaii Five-0 right now? Are they still not casting Japanese actors?
They're not. They have one actress by the name of Kona Kalukakawa. I have the name, and I think if your producer Jason Rant has the name. I think I had the name here a moment ago, Phil, and I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll bring it up. I've got it up on IMDb. Here it is. Yeah. Her name, her real name, is Grace Park. She's a Korean actress, Grace Park. And guess what she's playing?
Well, she's not playing Japanese.
No, she's not. She's playing a Polynesian Kono Kalakuea, or Kaluka. That is a Polynesian name, and it sounds like the most flimsy of Polynesian names. So you can see that you've got some Korean woman playing a woman named Kono Kalakuea. You got a guy by the name of Taylor Wiley. Guess what his name is?
Well, first of all, who is Taylor Wiley?
Well, with a name like that, I'm well imagine he's black. With a name like Taylor Wiley.
Well, but do you see a picture of him?
No, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and that is the next best thing to having a photograph because, believe me, just if his name's Taylor Wiley and he's playing a guy by the name of Kamakono, that's a black guy.
And well, how do they even credibly present a black guy as a Polynesian?
Because they are banking on the same kind of racial insensitivity that marked the first Hawaii 5-0.
And what it is, it's amazing to me to think that an audience of TV viewers across an entire country would be complicit in ignoring what you call the brazen racism in Hawaii 5-0 and not say anything. Was there not any kind of response?
Well, in those days, still the response of Asian actors and the Asian community in general was very, very minor. No one really paid any attention to them. We're talking the black people, yes, Hispanics, yes, Chinese and the Asians, that was way down the list. Even gays were higher on the list of who we got to get to solve these problems.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Doug Danger is with us from the Orange County Courier. With the passing of James MacArthur, we thought we'd bring Doug on and talk a little bit about Hawaii 5-0, the TV show from 1968. And Hawaii 5-0, the TV show from today, 2010, the new one that stars Alex O'Loughlin, Scott Kahn, Daniel Dae-Kim, and Grace Park. Daniel Dae-Kim, now that is a Korean name, too.
That's a Korean name, and he plays a character named Chin-Ho Kelly. That's the same Chin-Ho Kelly character that was originated in 1968, and that's a Chinese character. So they systematically and step-by-step cut any mention of Japanese people out of this TV show. They didn't want any Japanese. They didn't want any Japanese. Any chance you had to have a Japanese character, you'd call him Fung or Chow. You don't want to go the Japanese route. Any chance you had to give them a name that would be representative of the group of people, the minority that was represented there on the Hawaiian Islands, was the Japanese people, the Polynesian people. I don't know what would be a Japanese name. They decided, let's go the Chinese route, let's go the Korean route. So you've got Kono Kalua, Chin-Ho, Chang Ching, all these Japanese names, all these Chinese names, not one Japanese name.
Is it possible that the producers decided, well, what's the difference?
Yes, it is possible, except the audience did know the difference. The audience could see, look at that. First of all, no Japanese man gets as big as that Chin-Ho character, who was a Chinese character. He was huge. And
what about sumo wrestlers?
Well, sumo wrestlers are a whole different thing, but I'm talking about a big, huge cop, a Chinese cop like that. No one's going to believe that's a Japanese guy. And so they decided that they would just throw it right up in our face and say, guess what, he's not Japanese at all. He's Chinese.
877-876-PHIL with me is Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier talking with us about Hawaii 5-0. His book is called Roots of Race, 1960 to 1968, The Roots of Race in Hollywood. And Hawaii 5-0, a show of extreme racism because the Chinese actors that they cast did not even make an attempt to represent Japanese, which is really the part of the racial makeup of the Hawaiian Islands, the local islander people and the Japanese. They were either Chinese or they were, as Doug just said, they were Asianed up Polynesians. 877-876-PHIL. Let me get some phone calls and your comments. Doug has indicted in this entire scheme, not just the studios, but the audience. The audience complicit in thinking it funny that Chinese and not Japanese were cast in Hawaii Five-0. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
Of what?
Well, I mean, you have the audience not just watching the original show, Phil. They're not just, it's not just this remake on CBS. They're buying the DVD box sets of Hawaii Five-0. They're encouraging racism by contributing to a really a disgusting show. And the audience, I think, this is the bad thing about television audiences. Usually you don't want to point this out to people. You want to blame the studio. But in this case, what are we supposed to do? When the average American viewer could clearly see they had Chinese, not one Japanese actor, and they were even trying to hide however many Polynesians they could get in there.
And now, they had a Polynesian Herman Wiedemeyer.
Well, which one was that?
That was the uniformed police officer. Herman Wiedemeyer was a Hawaiian who played football.
No, that officer, Herman Wiedemeyer, that was a Chinese guy, too.
No, well, I thought he was Hawaiian.
No way.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, and we're talking with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier here, and we're discussing Hawaii Five-0 here on the day after, or the day of the passing of James MacArthur, who was a terrific actor and fun to watch on television. 877-876-50. I also want to, what did I just say, 50? 877-876-PHIL. Goodness gracious.
You have to call it Phil 50.
Yeah, I what a Freudian slip that was. Here is Mark on the Phil Hendry Show. Mark, go ahead. You're on with Doug Danger.
Hey, how you doing today?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, I'm hearing this guy talk about Hawaii 50. You know, I used to watch it, and the original series, they're not prejudiced. And, you know, I go to Oahu all the time, and this new one, it's not heavily, you don't have a bunch of Japanese people in Hawaii. So, and you know, Jack Lord was a great guy.
Yes, you do. Yeah, you got Japanese. I don't know. You're talking through your rear end, sir. Excuse me. But they've got a lot of Japanese people there, and they cast Chinese. And the reason why is because they thought that it was funny.
They're heavily
Asian. I think what you're doing is you're pretending like you're trying to blow over the top of this.
Hold on for a minute. When the gentleman says they're heavily Asian,
you have to be knowledgeable of the demographics of Hawaii. It's very heavily Japanese. And then on top of that, Steve McGarrett. As if he wasn't white enough with the name Garrett, they got to extra give him a little bit of extra white with McGarrett. So this is what I'm saying.
Japanese people, you ought to just move to Japan. And then you can help.
I knew you'd say that.
You know,
but the fact of the matter is, we got all kinds of people here.
I've been to Ground Zero. I've been to
you
Japan.
Know,
I love
what,
the culture.
What's that got to do with? What has Ground Zero got to do with Japan? You think Japs did that?
Hey, let's not use the word Jap.
I mean, do you think Japanese did Ground Zero?
The Japanese people culture is very. It's a very great culture, but.
Right, what's that got to do with Ground Zero? What has that got to do with Ground Zero?
I've been all over Japan. I mean, they're wonderful people, but they're not being prejudiced.
Ground Zero's in New York. Ground Zero's in New York. I've been all over Japan.
He's talking about Hiroshima.
That's right.
All right. Then he can say Hiroshima. We're not talking about Ground Zero's New York.
Ground Zero for the Japanese is probably Hiroshima.
Okay.
Right. I've been all over Japan, but I'm not trying to be a racist. Hawaii, it's not a prejudice show, and they're not being prejudiced.
Why do they have a Korean playing a Hawaiian?
You know what?
You know
how about Magnum P.I.? Magnum P.I. didn't have Japanese in it. Is that a prejudice show, too?
Yes, it did. It had that one Japanese bellhop. Yes, they did. They had it.
Look up Magnum PI, if you could, Jason, and see what we have in the way of their cast. I don't know if they had any prominent Japanese actors or I don't know if they had any prominent Asian actors, to be honest with you.
Yes, they did, Phil. In Magnum PI, they had the bellhop or the bellboy that was always giving Magnum tips on, you know, these different criminals they had on the island. But the fact is, the Hawaii Five-O, with a cast of Koreans, and they're giving them Chinese or Hawaiian names, they don't want to know from Japanese on that show, and I think it's a disappointment. And this gentleman, who's a very nice man, but he's contributing to it by saying, oh, well, you know, it doesn't exist, and why don't we all just stick our heads back up our butts?
Phil Hendry.
Wow. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. Wow.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And, Doug, I know you have with me is Doug Danger talking about what he calls in his book, The Roots of Race in Hollywood, the racist show Hawaii Five-O, because of its casting of Chinese rather than Japanese actors, because of its casting of super white leads like Jack Lord. And it wasn't Jack Lord, it was the name, right?
Yeah, the name they gave Jack Lord, Steve Garrett, and that was the original name. The producers felt they needed to wipe that name up because it just was not going to stand out in a cast that eventually could overwhelm your white actors. You had Chinese actors that were big, tough, and the names were very foreign at that time. So Chin Ho and Tam Fong and all that. So they needed to really get this McGarrett, this Garrett character, and so they added the MC, McGarrett. It added cool as well as a Caucasian emphasis, and I think a lot of the people, the whites, felt a lot more comfortable.
Thanks, Phil. So what was the, I guess, Japanese actors that you were talking about got cut out of it?
The Japanese actors were never, there was never any Japanese actor in Hawaii Five-O. And the reason was, is because of the racism at that time keeping the Japanese out. By the mid-1980s, you had Kwan Hee Lim playing Yoshi Tanaka. That was on Magnum P.I. Remember that guy that was just talking a minute ago?
Yeah.
He said there were no Japanese actors, or there's hardly any Japanese people in Hawaii. I got news for you. Clyde Kusatsu and Kim Hin, well, I don't know.
Well, that's not a Japanese name.
But the fact is they were playing Japanese characters. You got Yoshi Tanaka, you got Long Tang.
Is Long Tang, is that a Chinese name, or is that a...
That's Japanese. All right. So Magnum P.I. got it right. Magnum P.I. got it right. But Hawaii Five-O's racism was from beginning to end so blatant on the part of not only the producers, but the audience. And the gentleman who had called Phil, I think, is a very good example of that. That gentleman wanted to play down the racism. Oh, there's no such thing. There's no racism. You know, it's a very tough thing to indict the audience as being complicit in the racist intentions of a television show's producers. But
well, when you say complicit, what you're saying is the audience throughout Hawaii Five-O's run never once said anything in any great numbers about the fact there were no Japanese in the cast. It was all Chinese.
Exactly. And not only Chinese, but now it's Korean. Now, let me tell you exactly what I'm talking about. This is how racist Hawaii Five-O was. Imagine recasting and recutting the Cosby Show, but instead of having the right actors like Cosby, instead of having those actors, they cast nothing but just cold, black, dark-skinned Cubans. Okay? Now, that's the dirty little secret. And the dirty secret is that we can tell the difference between a Chinese guy, a Japanese guy, and a Korean, but we don't stand up and say it. And that's how, in my opinion, that's how gutless the TV viewer was in the 70s. I don't see any difference.
Now, would you say that recutting the Cosby cast with coal black Cubans...
Yeah, because most of the people on Cosby were lighter-skinned black people. Now, you may not notice it, and I may not, but black people will notice it. If I took the Cosby cast and I got rid of everybody and I cast instead people that were so black that literally it was like a dark shape moving across the room until they opened their eyes. And then you'd go, aha. Now, you...
Well, that sounds ridiculous. Why would... First of all, why are you recasting the Cosby Show?
Well, maybe I want to recast. Maybe I don't want to pay all the high salaries. And maybe I think, well, what difference does it make? One black guy look like... I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? So you're talking to a guy that knows a little something about how these things, you know, the subtleties of racism and homophobia and prejudice. I know all about it. When I came out of the closet 2 weeks ago and I found out just exactly how difficult it is out here for gay people, I can well imagine how it is for black people. And so when you take Bill Cosby and you get rid of him and his cast and you put in actors from Cuba or from the hottest country at the equator, let's say, where, I don't know, but I imagine that's where all the really, 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 really black people live.
Where?
If you go and cast the Cosby Show at the equator.
If you go and cast the
to save money.
All right. So you're saying the way I save money is I go to a country at the equator to cast the Cosby Show, and I happen to get actors that are really dark.
Yeah, it, like Seal or this Dimenji Hansu or Yaphet Kotto. You get actors that look like that, that are real, real dark. Are you going to notice? Well, somebody's going to notice. And the American people noticed back in the 1970s when Cam Fong and every Chinese actor that they could scrape together in Hawaii, and the other thing that I write in my book, Phil, that I think is very interesting, is the fact that there were Japanese actors that would show up for casting calls and constantly be turned away. No, 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 no. And they thought it was funny. The guy's name would be Tanaka, Fanuka, something like that. They turn him away.
All right, we're talking here with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier about Hawaii Five-O and the racism of Hawaii Five-O during the 1970s and the fact that the audience was completely complicit and remains complicit to this day because they've got Korean actors that are playing Chinese, they've got Korean actors that are playing Polynesian, they have no Japanese actors. 877-876-PHIL, this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, this is the Hawaii Five-O theme, right?
This is the one from the 1960s. And I don't know if they use the same theme or not now, but it was a popular theme.
Talking with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier as we discuss the Hawaii Five-O television show and what you describe in your book as the essential racist casting of this show.
Let's talk about something here. I'm due to arrive in San Diego. I'm in my car right now, and I'm going to go to San Diego and review a play that's on late. And I've been talking, and my tongue's dragging. So I'd like to, you know, get a...
Well, we don't have anybody really calling to talk to you.
Uh-huh.
Because I to be honest with you, I think that the topic...
Well, let me explain to you, Phil, what it is.
I think the topic is...
No, let me explain it to you, okay? Because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Let's get down to it. When I tell the audience that their racism is what made Hawaii Five-O succeed, it's too tough for them. I know exactly what's going on now. Now I know. See, this happened to me when I wrote a column not too long ago about this, and I said... We're all the Japanese actors in Hawaii Five-O, and I didn't get one piece of mail. You know why? Because I scared the hell out of the people that were watching Hawaii Five-O.
When was this?
When the new one went on the air. So now I know. Now I know exactly.
Okay.
That's good. But let me just tell you this, Phil, and I'll tell your audience this, too.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily the case. You're saying that people are afraid to talk to you because you've called them out.
I've called them out. Yes, I've called them out. Them and their parents. The parents are the ones that sat and laughed. Laughed until they were sick that there were no Japanese actors on Hawaii 5-0, just guys named Chin Ho and Cam Pong. And now their children are laughing until they're sick because there's no Japanese actors on Hawaii 5-0. This generation, just people by the name of Tyler Wiley. Yeah, uh-huh.
Now, who does he play?
He plays a Hawaiian. Since when is a guy named Tyler Wiley not black? And since when is a guy named...
Well, you don't know what color the actor is, and I would imagine the producers are going to cast somebody, if he's a Polynesian, who looks Polynesian.
You would imagine. But wouldn't you imagine that they're going to cast someone who should be Japanese, they cast a Japanese guy? Wouldn't you imagine that? If you have a cop show in Hawaii and you need Japanese guys and everybody's named Fong and Chin... That's Chinese, my friend. Now, let me tell you where we're all headed. I know racism when I see it because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. We've got parents watching Hawaii 5-0 with their children. This means these kids are going to be fed this kind of racist line. And then this feeds into the bullying that we've got going on right now in our schools. The gay kids are being picked on now. The Japs are going to be next.
And let's not talk about the quote-unquote Japs, okay?
Well, do you understand what I'm saying, though?
And I understand what you're saying, but I don't want to be tired of using these racist terms, okay?
What racist term?
Jap.
I don't think I said that.
Yes, you did.
No, I think I said Japanese, or I said Jap. I know what I said, Bill. I said Japanese, or Japanese. But I
No, you. Yes, you did. You said Jap, and I don't want to hear that, if you don't mind.
No, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, Phil. I'm not going to travel down the road of racism, bigotry, hate, and prejudice that so many straights have gone down. I'm not going to do that. Now, as I said to you, I have in my possession information that they wanted to recast Cosby using cold black actors from the equator.
And why?
I think I told you because...
Because they're gonna save on the salary. All right.
Exactly.
What do you mean? Why would you go to the equator, man? You know what I'm saying? What?
I don't know. They might have heard that the actors down there work cheap. But the point is, you and I would know the difference. A lot of people know the difference. But most people, okay, don't care. They think it's funny. Black people would say, wait a second, look at that. I know there's a difference, but we don't, ha, ha, ha. Because a guy that looks like Seal instead of Bill Cosby, who cares?
877-876-PHIL. Here is Amir in La Habra, California on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing, Phil?
Good.
I have a couple comments. You know, this guy's saying that, you know, there's the major population in Hawaii is Japanese, maybe in the 20s and 30s, but it isn't no more. It's less than 20%. And second of all,
What are the rest? Are they Polynesian? White?
They're white? Hawaiian?
I just
know that it's not Japanese.
Okay. If you're going to put an Asian actor in that cast, then you have to have the Asian group that's represented. Whether it's 20% or not, it's Japanese. It sure isn't Chinese. And you know as well as I do, it's not Korean.
It's closer to 15%. And then the second thing, you don't need to keep reminding people that you're a gay guy and a gay journalist.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist because of the following fact.
Yeah,
I'm gay.
The things you're saying, you have racist comments, and they hurt people. Yeah, you're calling people Japs. You know, you're calling.
You're calling black from the equator.
They're not necessarily you're black because you're from the equator. Come on now.
Oh, really?
Are you telling me
there's white people at the equator? There's white people at the equator?
You need to watch your mouth, man. I mean,
well,
I don't know if
you've
been drinking
You can't answer the question at the
equator.
Your name Amir. Are you an Arab?
I'm a Palestinian.
Okay, what if I called you a Persian? How about better than that? What if I called you an Indian?
I'm Middle Eastern. It doesn't matter. I'm not And there's a difference between calling me a Palestinian and calling me a metalhead. There's a difference.
No, there isn't. Not according to you. There's no difference between a Palestinian and a metalhead, according to you.
Wait a minute. No, that's not what the man's saying. The man's saying one is a pejorative term, the other is what he is. You're talking
that's
culture. So if you say that there's a difference, hold on just a sec. If there's a difference.
Look at Phil. Here you go bailing out your callers again.
I'm not bailing the man out. I'm trying to let the man be heard, and you won't listen to him. He said, I'm a Palestinian, but you can't call me a pejorative term. And that's based on your Jap remark. Bigger issue, though, Korean and Chinese. Are you saying that this man, Amir, is no different from a Persian or an Indian? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying if I cast a show about Palestinians with nothing but Persians and Indians, that would be racist.
No, it's not.
And yet...
It's not racist. That's the nature of the business. Maybe there's no good Palestinian actors.
What if I used all Jews? Would that be all right?
It doesn't matter. Jews are the closest people to the Palestinians. Not all Palestinians hate Jews. That's a racist word right there. You're under the assumption that all Palestinians hate Jews. We don't.
If I did a show, a comedy show, the Palestinians with our star Morty Stein, you wouldn't...
What are you saying, man? Are you saying that's wrong?
I don't think it's proper casting.
It's not an issue. Why is it an issue? Why is every time somebody brings up a Jew and a Palestinian, there's got to be hatred?
What if Ruth Buzzi starred in a show about the Palestinian Liberation Front?
Ruth Buzzi?
Let me tell you something. There's more Jews fighting for the Palestinians than there are Palestinians fighting for their own selves. And that's the truth.
What? That sounds a little harebrained to me.
Well, look at Doug. You know, you're being frivolous with this gentleman, but you want everybody to take you serious. You want people to take your book serious. You know,
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You think I'd bring this stuff up if I wasn't gay?
You know how many times you've said that? You've said that about 50 times. We get it. You're gay and you're a journalist. We get it. But stop saying racist remarks.
Right.
It's going to end up in the wrong place.
I didn't say anything. I said Jap one time.
All right. Well, the coal black stuff. Thank you, Amir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Eric in Reidsville, North Carolina. Go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I've got some issues with this guy. And I'm an actor, and I have red hair, blue eyes. I was born and raised in the Deep South. And I actually played a Jewish father at one time in one of the productions I was in. And it doesn't really matter what your look is or what your natural accent is. If you can play the part and you look like what the director or producer wants to see, then it doesn't really matter.
What's the producer want to see? If you're playing a Jew, your hair's got to be a little on the kinky side.
Whoa. Hold on for a minute, will you? Just let the man talk.
Well, I don't know what that means, you know.
It's all about perception.
How many Jews have Southern accents? Not a lot. You know, so it's the Jewish redhead is a very rare thing. They do exist, but how big? If you don't mind me asking, how big's your nose? I said the Jewish redhead is a very rare thing, but they do exist. How big's your nose? You may have been appropriately cast. That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's just—it's what the producer, it's what the producer and the director wants to see, and what they feel like the viewers want to see. It's not exactly who you are; it's what portrays
the part.
Well, it's got to
be like, for instance, that last guy I was talking to, that Palestinian gentleman. If I cast a Jew in an Arab role, and that guy goes back to his friends and they put a fatwa on me, and I'm trying to fight racism.
What guy?
The guy that I talked to. If I cast a Jewish guy and he goes back to his friends and said, let's lay a fatwa on him while the sun's shining and we're still making hay, you know? I might as well pack my gay ass and get it back to the States. And that's what I'm saying to this gentleman here. But I'm sure you're a fine actor, sir. And I know that not all Jews are running around going, if I was a rich man, I know it ain't that, but I'm trying to say that we need to appropriately cast.
Well, look, and you know, Doug, you are one of these purists. If there's a gay character, do you think he should? You know, Harvey Fierstein, I just saw him in New York in Fiddler on the Roof. Harvey Fierstein.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, he was great, but he's gay, and he's playing a straight father and married man. Right? Is that right?
See, they made a mistake. As good as Harvey is, that was racist and bigoted to cast him in that role.
Why? Because he's gay?
Where are you going to cast a gay guy? How is it? You're casting a gay guy as a married guy.
Right.
I've got an extremely
good friend. I know you're from North Carolina, but you got to pick it up, man. Let's go.
I'll do it.
I've got a really good friend of mine, and he's extremely gay, but he plays straight men in his parts.
I'm a gay man.
It's not what you are in real life. It's what you can portray on stage.
You can do. Exactly, the character that you can play.
Okay, great. Go ahead and play a black guy.
You can't play a black guy if you're white. You can't do that. You can't play a woman if you're a man.
The hell you can't. What about Dustin Hoffman and that tootie or whatever that was?
He played a cross-dresser. Anyway, thank you so much, Eric. He played a guy dressed as a woman.
Who?
Dustin Hoffman in Tootsie.
Yeah, but he played a woman.
He did not play a woman. He was playing a guy dressed as a woman.
Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Who are you going to get to play me?
Harvey Fierstein. How about that?
Phil Hendry.
Way too fast.